Hello and welcome to Animates, bringing you stories about animals and how we connect with them. This program is recorded in the studios of 2RPH Sydney for the RPH Network. I'm Elaine Jontek. Our interview today is with Christy Hall. Christy describes horses as her best mates on four legs. Christy provides mobile horse therapy to aged care facilities, disability centres, and rehabilitation centres. And she's interested in helping people, and she's especially interested in dementia. Christy and her therapy horses, Bushman and Winston, brighten up the day when they visit residents in aged care homes around Sydney. So welcome to the program of Animates, Christine.
Thank you.
It's a joy to talk to you. I understand that you've got a horse and its name is Bushman, and it's been with you for about 16 years, but only 18 months as a therapy horse. How did that come about?
I worked in the nursing industry for about 8 years, and I worked most of that 8 years in high-care dementia, and I was lucky enough to take my animals to work whenever I wanted. And it just happened one day that I asked my manager, could I bring my horse in on my day off? And I thought I could really do this as a job.
So what made you think to bring the horse in? Were there other animals in this nursing home?
Well, I always took my dog in. I knew Bushman was quiet. I knew what he was like. I knew he'd be really good. And just the thought process of that generation growing up on farms or properties and having animals of all sorts, and a lot having horses as work animals, I just thought, why not? She can only say no. But yeah, she said yes. And it happened twice while I was working there. And it was fantastic. Just seeing a completely different side of residents. The social aspect was different than me taking a dog into their room. They actually came outside to see him. It was fantastic.
You didn't bring the horse into the nursing home. They went out to see him, did they? They got their wheelchairs and whirly walkers to go and visit Bushman.
Yeah, on my first visit, we just were outside. We had a really nice little backyard in the dementia area, and I just set him all up in there, and I made a fence. They all just come out and sat with him and talked with me and asked me could I saddle him up, and I said, yeah, no problem, and I saddled him up and rode him around the backyard, and yeah, they just wanted to brush him, and it was just in this 500-kilo animal could be so sensitive and so gentle. And it went so great that he took him back a few months later, and that's when one of the staff said, oh, would you think we'd be able to go inside? And I said, well, I don't see why not. First time for everything. He's used to being in, obviously, horse floats and stables. And so I said, yeah, we'll just go. There was no small hallways or corridors or anything. And, yeah, I just went in, and they wanted me to visit one of the residents in her room who obviously didn't believe the staff that there was a big horse in, at the facility. And I stuck his head through the door, and she just, you can't explain the face.
When you were working at the aged care centre, what was your job?
I was an AIN, assistant in nursing.
Assistant in nursing.
Yeah. And I love dementia. I'm very passionate about dementia. I never thought I would be that way. You know, you never know when you're growing up, knew really what I wanted to do. So then I did my nursing course and actually really good at it. I really loved it. And I think a lot of that came with being brought up, having respect for your elders. As a teenager.
What's special about them?
I love that you, even though they have dementia, you can still connect with them. The brain fascinates me, finding out what is going on and how do I communicate with this person that is finding it hard to communicate with me with words. It was just great. No day was the same. As much as you have routine, no day was the same. Yeah, I just loved it.
Christy, I believe that he is toilet trained. How does he tell you that he needs to go on the grass?
He will just start nudging my arm. When he first started doing it, I thought he was just being a bit impatient or he was fed up. But then one day he started doing it and I thought, all right, I'll take you outside so you can have a break. You're obviously upset about something. And he went to the toilet. And that's when I put two and two together and went, oh, hang on a minute. He's come up with a way to communicate with me to let me know because it's a lifesaver. Sometimes it means he wants to go to the toilet and sometimes it means he just needs a 5 minute break. We're in a facility where there's a lot of residents and it's a big session. Here he just needs to take a breather and we go back inside and we continue.
How does he actually communicate that?
He uses his mouth, the side of his mouth, and he'll nudge my arm like a child would pull on their mum or somebody's arm to let them know something. And it worked. And you take him outside and within seconds, he goes to the toilet.
Great. How do you think he puts the residents, especially the dementia patients, at ease? Does he behave differently with different people?
Well, they read somebody. They assess you when you don't even know it. Horses are like that generally. He just knows. He'll give more to a resident that he knows needs it. And I don't understand why, but he's fantastic with aged care residents in low care. But as soon as we go into the dementia, he changes completely again, and he's so calm. It's like he switches off a certain part of himself, so he's so calm for them, and then that reads to them, and they end up, you can bring over a resident who's quite agitated, and their mood changes within minutes. It's fantastic to see it.
Do you think that seeing a horse sparks memories of people's childhood when they see him, when they see Bushman?
Oh, definitely. The smell of a horse is one thing, and then seeing a horse, I describe it as just like sparking a match for memories. It can be that quick. And a lot of staff, they're like, we don't know that she had horses, or we didn't know that he had horses or grew up on a farm. And they said, why didn't we know that? And I'm like, well, unless the family tells them, there's nothing else that sparks that memory for them to bring all that out.
What do the staff tell you of the benefits? What do they think of him?
The moods are the big thing, the change of moods, and the socialisation is another big one. When I first started, you know, at my permanent facilities that I do every week, there was residents that didn't want to come out their room. They didn't want to socialise. They don't do any other activities. But when the Bushman or Winston are there, they come out and they talk. And even if it's just talking to Bushman, it's still socialising. But the more and more that I've gone, they're talking more to me. They're talking to other residents, starting conversations. It's great.
So tell us about Winston. That's your other horse.
He's 10 years old, and I started him probably the beginning of the year, a bit further, because I was getting so busy, and I could see that it was drain on Bushman. And people don't understand how much mentally it can affect the horses. They see a horse and see him just standing there, but he's putting a lot of effort in mentally to residents. I thought, well, I'm going to just have to bite the bullet and get Winston ready, and not having to train Bushman. I didn't know how to actually, what do I do to train run Winston? I don't have wheelchairs or wheelie walkers or buzzers around my house. So I just came up with the big bins that I use, and all the shaking of different things and chairs everywhere, and having people sit in chairs, and getting Winston to realise I need to lower my head so this resident can pat me. And I spent about 4 or 5 hours with him one day, and then on the Monday I took him to my permanent facility, and he was fantastic. He's a completely different horse to Bushman, a very old soul, people describe him as, but he just loves people and loves attention and loves hugs. He'll take it all day. It's been great having the two horses up and going.
What is your relationship with your horses? What do they mean to you?
Well, they're my best mates on four legs. That's the only way I can describe them. We have a lot of trust, a lot of respect for each other. And over the years, you create bonds with them and you have relationships, but you don't, with certain horses, you don't realise how deep that connection can go. And I didn't realise that until I started doing what I'm doing and seeing a completely different side of my horses. They're not just, you don't just have to ride them. You don't just have to put saddles and bridles on them to enjoy them. And I enjoy seeing them doing what they do because they do it so well.
Have they worked with children?
Yeah, Bushman has had when he was younger, he had a lot to do with kids with autism, kids with disabilities and ADD, ADHD. He's worked with a lot of different kids, and he's the same. He's still very, very quiet. He's more alert with the kids. He knows where they are. Every Thursday at one of my permanent facilities, they started bringing kids from the sole carer. And although some of them do have a mental disability, but a lot of them don't, you see the difference that how he is with them than he is with the residents. Now, although he's alert with the residents, they're mainly sitting or they're with him like that. Whereas the kids, 2 and 3 year old, they're running around silly. He's just more alert, and he doesn't move at all. He just stays where they are and stays where he is, and he's really good. PTSD sufferers as well, he's great with. He's worked with them as well, and that kids get that as well.
So you've branched out from working with elderly people in nursing homes to children to post-traumatic disorder and depression, have you?
I mean, Bushman was with kids before I even started doing things like this. I've got a couple of friends that have PTSD, and he's worked with them, not officially, but he's just coming out and spending time with him. It helped them. So my big goal is to eventually have people with PTSD, domestic violence victims, coming out to my place and having therapy here or farm visit kind of scene for a weekend and just being with the animals and being with the horses.
So how best can listeners find out more to contact you? Because it sounds like you're wishing to branch out with equine therapy.
I have a business Facebook page called The Therapist With Hooves. My email is on there. My phone number is on there. They can send me a message, hopefully a website next year. But at the moment, it's just the Facebook business page. And it's great. I have a lot of followers, a lot of people just from all over the world, really. But I'm everywhere, and Bushmen and Winston are everywhere.
It's called The Therapist With Hooves, is that right?
Yeah, The Therapist With Hooves, two words.
And to find you on Facebook. So does this take all of your time? Do you go to nursing homes every day? Or
I do 2 to 4 a week. That's the maximum I'll do is 4 a week, because there's a lot of travelling involved. And with a lot of travelling comes, like, my horses have massage people that come out, they have chiropractors that come out, they have pressure point treatment lady that comes out, just to keep them happy and healthy and pain-free. And travelling around Sydney with a horse float can be a bit tedious sometimes, but I do the best I can. It's great being able to do what I do.
Alza, Christine, thank you very much for being a guest on Animates, and all the very best with your two horses. You have been listening to Animates. This program has been recorded in the studios of 2RPH Sydney for the RPH Network. Our technical producer is Katie Brooks, research by Joseph Schwenzer, and I'm Elaine Jontek. Please join us again next time for more stories of animals and their mates.